this Parshas Va'era, I'm going to look back a few psukim because the beginning of Parshas Va'era is really the continuation of the end of Parshas Shmos. Parshas Shmos, where the 12% Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron speak for the first time to Paray. And we know that after speaking to Paray for the first time, Paray was Machda Va'era Klal Yisrael. He said to Klal Yisrael that obviously you've got much too much spare time. And said, "I'm Yishma Jibri Sheker." He made them go and collect heaven from around all of Israel. Now, classically, as with any kind of shtadlonis that is done or asnonis that is done on behalf of the clown, throughout the ages, there's going to be a lot of backlash. So it's very difficult for Klal Yisrael to be able to see that Moshe is actually doing them a favor. And they come and they have kindness on Klal Yisrael, Klal Yisrael have kindness on Moshe Rabbeinu. That he was mamish rechem with Paroi, that he put them in a worse light than they were ready, which is the classic Golos response of the Eden, that don't try to change things over here. Listen, the goyim like us as we are, even though that at that very time they're actually tormenting us and persecuting us. But traditionally, throughout the generations, there's always been a sort of certain level of Stockholm syndrome that made us believe that things were actually as okay as they could be, and don't try to change things, just to make it worse. Moshe Rabbeinu joined that cry afterwards and says, "Lo mahari lisa, what was it?" Moshe Rabbeinu said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You sent me to go make things better for Klal Yisrael, but in fact, you've made things much worse." You made things much worse. You haven't saved Klal Yisrael. The Kshbaruch Hu said to him, "You're now going to see what I'm going to see do to Paroi. Now you will see, but you won't see. Last year, you're not going to go into Eretz Yisrael." We see that already over here now, but Koyach, the decision was that he wasn't going to Eretz Yisrael. The toil decision was brought out when he hit the rock later on. But the taina against Moshe Rabbeinu was that he came and complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Lo mahari ha'is la'am hazeh," which showed the lack of emunah in his own mission that he had been sent on. You see what the Rashi brings down, "Chaval the ovdim not v'lo mishtakhin," HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, "Chaval that the ovdim are not around anymore, the ovdim have never questioned and would never have challenged this kind of mission that I would have sent. If I'd sent them on this mission or anything directed that I gave to the office, they didn't question Lo Mahari Ha'isa." But Lemaisa, what happened? What was the purpose in HaKadosh Baruch Hu causing Paroi to make things much worse before they would get better? Well, the idea was that we were going to shorten the amount of time that it was going to take for them to come out of Mitzrayim because of the Klishi HaShibut. Now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu starts off this. We start this parasha. The pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks to Moshe Rabbeinu. Vayedame elekim al Moshe, vayeme elav ani Hashem. All the parashim discuss the lashon elekus. The pasuk starts off with midas adin. Vayeme elav ani Hashem. He continues with the lashon of rachamim. Moshe Rabbeinu had just angered HaKadosh Baruch Hu by saying Lo mahari ha'isa. And so beautiful out the Aperion brings from the Al-Sheikh. The Al-Sheikh asks, like all other Mepharshim ask, why to start off Vayedaber Elokim El Moshe, Vayemer Elav Ani Hashem. It brings that from the Al-Sheikh in Parshas Noach. Okay, Vav Pasuk Tes. The Al-Sheikh there quotes a pasuk in Kisiso, Vayinochem Hashem Al Roh Asher Diber La'Asis La'Amoy. After the Egel, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to wipe out all of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu would intercede on Klal Yisrael's behalf. Vayinochem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed. And he took back the threat against Klal Yisrael. Vayinochem, al ha'roah asher diber la'aseis la'amo. He says la'alshech that sometimes the father can get incredibly annoyed and he wants to punish his child. So he will be saying, "I'm warning you, I'm going to ban you from this and ban you from that, I'm going to punish you, you'll never, from today on, you're never going to be treated the rest of your life, and you're not going to be grounded for the next 6 months," and he really gives him a very serious list of threats. says the Al Sheikh, once the father has said it all, he's got it off his chest. And it's as if it's already happened. And when it comes to it, is he actually going to carry it out? He's not going to, he's calmed down by then. So, Vayinachim Hashem Arash Adiber Lassus Da'am, Hagash Baruch Hu, after the Egel, calmed down. And was Moichel Kal Yisrael after being Diber, after speaking it out. So Diber is the Midas Hadin. He speaks out and managed to get rid of all the Midas Hadin from speaking out. But Yadav Adil Moshe says that Apirye, this Shporach was angry with Moshe. So it starts off by Daber Lekima Moshe, Ve'emeh Elav Ani Hashem. Just by speaking out, originally, starting off with his anger, he managed to release all that anger, so to speak, was released just in the speaking itself. After that, already, and back to just Rachamim. It happens to be that the world was created originally just within Siddin, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu added Rachamim to it. Someone like Moshe Rabbeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu still operates with Midas Siddin alone. Midas Siddin alone is much, much stricter. Much stricter existence, much more on Teva, and Shmuel did judge Moshe Rabbeinu at that level. Let's look at what Taka happened. Moshe Rabbeinu, after his complaint to Shmuel, is sending him back now and telling him, go back to Paris. Now we begin the Makkos, and Moshe Rabbeinu is actually bringing about, who was going to warn Paris about each Makkah, and we're going to start the process towards the Geula through the Makkos, because the Makkos himself was actually the beginning of the Geula. But only through the Kiddush Hashem that was created through the Makkos, Klal Yisrael are going to be able to be zeichet to the Tziyas Mitzrayim. And we meet the first with the famous four Lashonos of Geula. Those are the four famous. And the next passage is Vehevesi Eschem and Ha'aretz. Famously, Vehevesi, some say, is the fifth Lashon of Geula, the Vehevesi Eschem and Ha'aretz. Now, Moshe Rabbeinu's taina to HaKadosh Baruch Hu about things any more difficult. And Klal Yisrael's taina about things any more difficult was actually the moment where things were beginning to get better for them. There was an opportunity right then for them to be able to achieve all the four goliaths that were going to happen, have happened through our history, could have been achieved at that time during that very difficult part of the Avodah. Now there's... Dovi Ravenwurzel showed me a Teres Chaim at the end of Vayeshev. It's a beautiful Teres Chaim. He says he brings the Teres Chaim itself is in Chulim. Teres Chaim in Chulim, Pei Gid Anoshe. But he quotes the Medrash at the end of Vayeshev. The Medrash at the end of Vayeshev by the story of the Sarah Mashkin, the Chalev of the Sarah Mashkin. If you look at the story brought, that Sarah Mashkin told over, he describes how he started off by seeing a gefen. First he saw his vine. He described how the vine had to bud and had to grow. And eventually the vine grew grapes. The grapes that Hivshila Eshkoisel Anovim, the grapes became ripe. Then he described the Kois Paragoni, the Ekachs Anovim, he took the Anovim directly. And he squeezes them into the kois, and he gave the kois to Parah. Now the Medrash there describes how this chaloim was actually a description of Klal Yisrael's future through Golas Mitzrayim, and what Golas Mitzrayim was going to do for them. Really, the gezeira of Mitzrayim was supposed to be, the period of Shiva was supposed to be 430 years. That's brought down, the Bein Bachai brings down as well, it's supposed to be 430 years. Now, if you look at the Medrash says that the Dalet Koises on Seder night are actually keneged the four times that it says Kois in the dream of the Sarah Mashkin. Three times when he tells over the dream, and the fourth time it says Kois is when Yosef is actually being mefarish a dream, it says Kois once again. Those four times it says Kois relate to the four Koises are all. The reason, or Kivea, Chazal Kivea, the four Koises, they're like, Kinega, those four Koises, that the full time says kois in that chalayim. What's the kesh between that chalayim and the full kois will say the night? So Yosef Tzadik knew that this, seeing in the Medrash, Yosef says, I can't remember the Lashon exactly, Atta Pesachani Besura Teva, he says that Yosef said to the Sarah Mashkin, you've given me good news, I'm going to give you good news. What good news did Yosef get? Yosef realized this dream was actually for him to hear. This dream told him that Klal Yisrael were going to experience, within Golas Mitzrayim, they were going to experience all of the four Goliaths. The way the dream transpired started off from the Geffen. It's a very quick journey from the vine growing to the wine being in Pari's hand. All happens literally almost simultaneously. So what happens in the same dream, just one after the next? The Medrash says that Klal Yisrael is compared to a Geffen. Yeah, why compared to a Geffen? Because a Geffen, you do rechisa, the Geffen, you take the grapes and you bash them and you hit them. And through doing that, you create wine, which is oilin l'shulchan malachim. Ba'atem tiyulim ha'amlechas kleidim v'goy kodesh. Klal Yisrael get bashed and battered, and through that, we end up being zeicha to be ma'amlechas kleidim v'goy kodesh. So the Geffen is talking about Klal Yisrael. And what happens with this Geffen, Yosef saw that it was such a rapid journey from being a Geffen all the way through to getting to Shulchan Malachim, to getting to Paroi. He understood this was a simon, the dream was going to be incredibly quick. If you look at the the Lashon that's used is the Lashon of Kois. When we spoke about Yosef's goblet, we spoke about a Gevir, not a Kois. The Lashon of Kois, he says, the Kois is Gematria 86. Right, 430 is 5 times 86. Yosef understood that the celebration that we had on Seder night, for which we drink 4 koises, the Chazal would convert these 4 koises, is because the Shibbos was actually only 86 years. The Shibbos were only 1 times kois, yeah? The Gematria of kois, 86. They only worked 86 years. That was from when Miriam was born, that's why Vayimor was Chayem, that's why the name was Miriam. So from when Miriam was born, that's when the Shibbos began. That's 86 years. They didn't work for 4 times 86. It didn't work. So they're doing kois for each of the geulos that they experienced by not having to work for all those extra years. However, there's one extra kois, that fifth kois. What's the fifth kois? So the fifth kois is the vehivesi. So he said over, he heard Rabbi Yoel Diskin, Rabbi Moshe, for the Kois HaChamishi, which is the Kois of Eliyahu HaNavi, with that we don't drink. We don't drink that because we don't appreciate the fact that the last 86 that they actually did work was also good. However, when Eliyahu HaNavi comes, Moshiach comes, we'll be able to understand that 86 that they actually did work, which was actual Shibbos, even that was good. And you'll be able to drink a kois even for that itself. The the pasuk over here, this vehivesi, vehivesi is chemela aret. So you see, look at the Orach Chaim asked, but Lamaisa, they didn't come into Eretz Yisrael. HaKadosh Baruch Hu proper says, the 5 Mishnayos of Gula, the fifth one didn't happen to Klal Yisrael. The fifth one, who were in Mitzrayim. It only happened to their children. Everyone else died in the Midbar. So, if you look where it says Vehevesi, the passage continues, Vehevesi is Chem and the Oris, Hashem Asas, Yod, Gosh, Sosol, Avraham, and Yitzchav Yaakov. I'm going to bring it to Israel, but there's a Tanai in it. And the Tanai is the Vyadatim. The Tanai is that you've got to be able to be at the level where you could actually go into Israel. They were not. Now the Gra says that in Perek Arab Sochim, the Rif is Goris, the Machloikas, whether you have a fifth kois or not. Do you have a fifth kois on Seder night? Now the Gra says, the Vilna Gaon says that the reason why the fifth kois is drunk by Eliyahu HaNavi is because it's Machloikas whether you have a fifth kois. So it's a teiku. And Yo, Mataris, Kushis, V, Boys, so he can drink the fifth kois. That's the one God says. But that's Kedem Arathosa says, the Vehevesi is Keneged, Vehevesi is the kois Hamishi, which is the Keneged, the bring him into Mitzrayim, which really has gotten Roshaychus to the night, to say the night itself. Bring him to Eretz Yisrael wasn't part of the Gola from Mitzrayim. That was a separate thing. All the first four talk about the Gula from Mitzrayim. The fifth one, the Hevesi, is bringing to Yisrael. So that wasn't a celebration on Seder night. That happens much later on. So why would you have a fifth place on Seder night for that? So he says that was the whole chelik of the tachlis of the Geula from Mitzrayim was only to be able to go to Yisrael. It wouldn't have been worth the Geula if not for going to Yisrael. However, the Imre Emes says, brings a fascinating tag in unison on the part of the later on in Perik Yates, for Essa Eschem al Kamfein Sharon, that on Seder night, HaKadosh Baruch Hu took all of Klal Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, that's where they ate the Korban Pesach. He says that for emphasis all the questions. There's number one, the Hevesi, yes, Klal Yisrael themselves were brought into Eretz Yisrael on that night. It's also, it makes the Hevesi something which happened on Seder night. It's actually it's exactly the same as the other four Shemis of Gula they were saved from Mitzrayim. This bringing to Eretz Yisrael was also on Seder night itself, that this miraculous Nace, where all of Klal Yisrael were airlifted from Mitzrayim to Eretz Yisrael just to eat the Korban Pesach, and then brought back from Golas Mitzrayim. So they themselves actually went into Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Moshe Rabbeinu has a taina. Vayidaber Moshe lefnei Hashem lemor, Hein b'nei Yisrael leishomu elai. Klal Yisrael haven't listened to me. Ve'eich yishma'ini parah. He said, how's parah going to listen to me? Ve'ani aral sefasoyim. Everyone asks the same question. You see, a lot of the first ask the same question. Moshe Rabbeinu made a simple kavod chomer. He said, if Klal Yisrael haven't listened to me, then obviously, how is Paro going to listen to me? How is that a kavod chomer? The whole reason why Klal Yisrael, he goes on to say, the whole reason why Klal Yisrael won't listen to me is because the kosher shivud. So if they are, if the reason is we make kutzer ruach, Paro is not struggling with kutzer ruach, so maybe Paro will listen to them. There are many different halachim. What the pshat is in this kal v'chemer. The Rashi brings from the Medrash Rabbah that pasuk this pasuk is echad me'asara kal v'chemer b'Torah. How is it even a kal v'chemer if we've got a teretz right there? So. Number one, when they heard, if you look at the Loshen of the Pasuk, it says, Vaydaber Moshe Kein al Bnei Yisrael, V'loi Shomu el Moshe. It doesn't say V'loi Shomu Ilov, it says V'loi Shomu el Moshe. Mikoy Tzuruach Mevoy Lekosha. They actually had direct taina, on the fact that he was Moshe. He had come in from outside and officially come to help them declare himself the Redeemer. And he comes along, and he actually makes much more trouble for them than they ever had before. So the taina was l'shamu el Moshe. They weren't able to listen to him. They didn't listen to his taina, the way he presented himself as Moshe, as the Redeemer, as their goyel. And they said, "Look, but you made it much worse." Afterwards, Moshe Rabbeinu needs to speak to Paro, and he says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if Klal Yisrael didn't listen to me, how on earth is Paro going to listen to me? So it brings from the Alkut is that the whole zechus that Klal Yisrael had to come out of Mitzrayim was earlier on. Peridalef pasuk lam dalef v'yami na'om v'yashmiu ki pokad Hashem es b'nei Yisrael v'chira es onyom v'yigdu v'yishtachavu. That's what we said. The Shmuel saw that after Moshe Rabbeinu came to present this case, they had tremendous emunah, despite everything going on. They believed in Moshe Rabbeinu's promise, and they had emunah v'Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu saw at this point that they were faltering. He said to Shmuel that the whole zechus of their geula actually came because of the emunah that they had. If so, if they've lost their emunah, then how will Paro listen to me? Not if they don't listen, Kol Shekhin Paro won't listen. It's if they're not, if because of their Kritzer Ruach, they're not listening, then all the Kritzer Ruach has caused them to lose their Emunah, then now they've got no Zechus of Paro, therefore Paro's not going to listen to me. Paro's not going to listen because they've lost their Zechus that Paro should listen to me. So that, like Hashem Baruch Hu responded, Right? Tzadmil b'nei Yisrael. We look at Rashi. Rashi says, Tzivam lanhigam b'nachas v'lispar yitzam. Rashi says, Akash Baruch Hu told Moshe at that point, just work with them b'nachas, pisivol them, and accept b'don l'kaf sechos, that the reason why they're struggling is because of Kli Tzorach and the Savoy the Kasha. And it's nothing to do with the fact they've lost their munah. Their munah is still strong. It's just they're not able to even listen to you because there's Kli Tzorach and Avodah Kasha. It's just interesting that Akash Baruch Hu has to tell Moshe Rabbeinu at this point that he's got to look after them with savlonas, he's got to look after them with nachas. The telling that this is, he's saying, he's giving Moshe this lesson in his leadership right now. You should just know that Klal Yisrael haven't changed. If things are going wrong, you need to actually support Klal Yisrael now and be patient with them because of the Kli Tzorach and Avodah Kasha. They actually haven't lost their munah. They don't need a chizuk in their munah right now. They need the Kli Tzorach and Avodah Kasha sorted out. And then they're going to, then you'll be able to save them. So be patient. They bring for the Medrash Rabba, this pasuk, that this is one of ten Kal V'Chomers. Now, what's unique about this Kal V'Chomer is they asked Moshe originally, "What are you doing?" They said, "Why are you making things so difficult for us?" He told them that the reason why it's become so difficult is because you're actually going to benefit. If it's difficult, you're going to go out much quicker. So, v'lo shama Moshe mikoy tzorach me'avoy dekasha. They didn't listen. They believe Moshe that this, the good is going to come because of the kli tzorach or me'avoy dekasha. Yeah, play on the words there. V'lo shama Moshe mikoy tzorach. They didn't listen to Moshe that the good is going to come because of the kli tzorach and avoy dekasha, because it's gotten much more difficult. Here, let's take a quick look at at least one of the makas in the famously Vayomer Chatuna Pari in the maka of Kilim. Finally, they agree. Etzvel Kimhi Vayechazak as they Pari Shom Aleim Kasha Diber Hashem. So it looks like a huge breakthrough after the maka of Kilim. So all of a sudden, they come to their senses and they realize this is not just Teva. This is actually a nace going on. So Ziyad Hashem Etzvel Kimhi. They're telling Paro, let Klal Yisrael out now. There's no point fighting anymore. If you look at the Lashon of the Pasuk, the Tzlach says, it's a miracle. You see the Pasuk inside, it's gewaldig. The Tzlach says, Vayomer Chatum El Paro. The Chatum said to Paro, Etz Ve'Elekim. That this, the Kilim, it's Etz Ve'Elekim. Then what happened? Vayechazak es leiv Paro, v'lo shom aleim. Paro hardens his heart, and he doesn't listen to them. To who? It sounds like to the Chatum. He didn't listen to the Chatum, which doesn't really make sense. Because if the Chatum were advising him right now, this we've tried it, we've seen how things are going up until now. Now we're giving you the official information. You should know this is dangerous, let them out. And somehow, after that warning, there's a Vayechazak. Now, there's another problem. Let's say it's talking about the Chatumim. V'lo shom aleim means he's not listening to the Chatumim. We have a bit of a problem because there's Kashadib Hashem afterwards. Where did Hashem ever tell Moshe Rabbeinu that Paro is not going to listen to the Chatumim? He did say that he's not going to listen to you, or to Hashem. Does not say ever that Paro is not going to listen to the Chatumim. So if you're going to tie Chis Basel, Vayechazak Azay Paro, Rosh Shama Aleihem, he didn't listen to them, to the Chatumim, which normally I think that's how most of us would translate it. But that sounds like they're speaking, he says he doesn't listen to them. If that is the case, then it's not Kasha Dibe Hashem. Because Hashem never said that Paro is not going to listen to Chatumim. And in fact, if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Kasha the Lo Yisham Aleim, Rashi actually says very clearly, Lo Yisham Aleim, what's it talking about? Le Moshe Ve'Aaron, he didn't listen to Moshe Aaron. Kasha Dibe Hashem, that, Lo Yisham Aleichem Paro. Paro is not going to listen to you. So definitely, Lo Yisham Aleichem is definitely talking about not listening to Moshe Aaron. So the Tzlach says that it is. He explains the pasuk completely differently. Let's go to the pasuk inside according to the Tzlach. He says, "Vayomer Chatum Paro Etzva Elokim." The Chatum said to Paro, "It's Etzva Elokim." Now the lashon of Elikus actually is Teva. Hashem who created the world originally, Midas Adin. Midas Adin is that if it rains, something will grow. Midas Adin is that you have to follow Teva, the way Teva works. The way Shabbos put the Tanoim, the all Mishtari HaShemayim operate with the Tanayim of Teva, to be able to have a Nais is already Rachamim, it's already above Teva. So they said to Paro, Etzvay Lekimi, they were actually saying, they weren't helping out, they were saying, Etzvay Lekimi, you just know this is pure Teva. There's nothing miraculous, nothing extraordinary, it's pure tough love. It can happen. Hashem created the world with the capacity to, or the world exists, sorry, with the capacity for Teva alone. And this kidding is all Teva. That's what they said to him. Etzba Elekimhi. This is actually Elekus. This is pure Teva. There's nothing miraculous, nothing strange about the fact it's happening just now. And it's not a message for us. That's what they said to Paro. And therefore, Paro is the Chizik Zlibay. Therefore, Paro understood from them, took their advice, don't listen, don't get involved, and therefore he didn't let them out. So therefore, what Hashem Aleim is obviously to Moshe and Aaron. The fact that he knows now there's only Teva, does not listen to Moshe and Aaron. And that's actually what Paro's original title was. Paro's original title was that he knows the Shem and the Kus. Paro's original title was that I've never heard of this Shem Hashem, this Hashkocha where Hakadosh Baruch Hu goes, the man therefore brings about Nisim in order to punish us. The next Makkah, after the came with a warning that the Hosafa was Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. You should just know Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. Now you're going to see. Now you can't get with it. You got away last time and saying it's just Elikus, it's just Teva. That's all that happens. The next Makkah you're going to find out that Ki Ani Hashem Bekerev Ha'aretz. You know that everything that goes on right here is 100% dependent only on this extra Yad Hashem. Okay, so now there's the Sfasena says all of the Shemes of the Gola are actually the Gola. Go through the Gola itself. The Gola from elements of the Goddess itself. The Voitsesi is the Tachasibis Mitzrayim, Hitzalti Navidosam, then the Vigalti Bizroya to Bishwatim Yudalim. Now, the Velokachti Eschem Yidam is the only one which is not from the, talking about taking from an element of the Golas. It's actually Velokachti Eschem Yidam is coming to talk about taking Klal Yisrael themselves away from something. What's Klal Yisrael themselves being taken away from? There was a part of the Gezerah of being sent around, the whole of having to get their own Teven, was there was a pizzur in Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael had to be spread out through Yisrael. By being spread out through the time of Yisrael, they lost the Koyach of Achdus, which was going to be the Zuchus for them to be able to get out of Yisrael. Now what's interesting is, when did this pizzur happen? When did they get had spread out? That was at the last stage of the Koshiyah Shibut, which was where Paro was machped that Avodah. That was going to be the time where they're going to be yotze all the Goliaths. Now what happened then? At the time where they should have experienced the worst part of the Goliaths, and that would have been moitzi all four Goliaths, at that time they experienced that pizur. Now it's interesting, it actually correlates with that final Goliath. The final Goliaths that we have, which they could have been yotze Mitzrayim, which weren't yotze after the Lomah HaRiyosa, they weren't yotze Mitzrayim, that Goliath came about because of Sinas Chinam. It's not a coincidence that they were supposed to experience that pizzle right then, that last huge challenge, that huge difficulty. They were going to be fuzzed around the whole way of the shrine. They were experiencing what was ultimately going to be the Avei, we were going to do, the Sin HaSchina was going to bring about that God. And we would have been going to all that in Mitzrayim, and there would be the Gula Shlema. Gula from Mitzrayim would be the Gula Shlema. However, after Moshe Rabbeinu said, now he wasn't able to go into Eretz Yisrael. Now he wasn't able to bring them there, but it won't be a Gula Nitzchis, they weren't going to go into Eretz Yisrael forever. But the bottom line is that the experience they were supposed to have then would have covered everything. Now, just finally, we talk about who Moshe Aaron, the Shvach of Moshe Aaron is that they did their job as they were supposed to from beginning to end, as if this is some kind of grace of pellet that Moshe Aaron did the shlichus that Baruch Hu sent them on. So I heard from Chaim Kaufman that really the job that they had, although was, although they had to do it with Tamas HaKlal, put them in a sakana because they had to come into contact with this world famous kofer, this iconic kofer, and they had to engage with him. It would have an impact on them. In order to prevent it having an impact, so the godless emotional animals, they weren't impacted by Paro's kindness. Even though they heard Paro's kindness again and again, it didn't impact them anywhere at all. So the Briskarov once had to engage with some member of the Knesset, some person who's made some gazer against the B'nai Yeshiva, and he was advocating their behalf. And afterwards, after the meeting, he asked the son, what did the fellow say? He said, did not hear anything, because I didn't go in. I hear this person talking, he said, didn't even go in, need you to tell me what he said. But it's just interesting that on the Kreitzer Ruach, and I weigh the Kosher, Moshe Rabbeinu's time was the same thing. He has to advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael. You can only advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael if they themselves want it. When the Chofetz Chaim had to go and advocate on behalf of Klal Yisrael for some gezeira that there was said against the yeshivas, first he gave a very serious shmooze to his town about Chashivas HaTorah. He says, if you're not holding by the Chashivas HaTorah, then I'm not able to advocate on your behalf to protect Torah. For Klal Yisrael, if they didn't have the value in the Geula, the Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't going to advocate on their behalf to bring about the Geula. Shabbos.
Shabbos.